This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bops, bangers, ballads and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I was so excited to talk to you today because last week you brought us that Whitney Houston, Callum Scott duet, and I have played it a few times on Drive this week. I just love it. So I'm excited about what you're going to bring us today.
But I was a bit worried because I thought, oh, there's not really much out this week, but I do have a few gems for you. I guess the big news, before we get into the new music, the big news for, I guess, for Joy listeners, Madonna has announced she's returning home. Oh. Now, when I say returning home, I mean home to Warner Music. She was signed to the label when she first released her debut single, Everybody, back in 1982. So I think she's been with Universal Music the last few albums, but she's returning to Warner Music. And she's teamed up with Stuart Price to record a new dance album.
Oh, how exciting. This is the original Madonna sound.
Well, they're calling it Confessions on a Dance Floor Part 2. Of course, that album was massive back in 2005. Mm-hmm. Huge hit, Hung Up, Sorry, some great tracks on the album. So I'm really excited for this new, I guess, era to begin next year for Madonna. So, yeah, can't wait.
Looking forward to that one. Of course, you'll break it on Drive when you hear about it, Leo.
I will break it. Now, someone who experimented with the 80s sound 10 years ago was Carly Rae Jepsen with her 80s influenced album Emotion. Now, this was a really, really big sort of cult hit back in the day, and she's celebrating with a 10th anniversary deluxe edition. Now, this features 6 new tracks. 2 of those tracks are remixes, but 4 new tracks, including this one. This is Guardian Angel.
Approved.
Like it?
Yeah, I love it.
That's Carly Rae Jepsen with her brand new track, Guardian Angel. Another gorgeous track this week is by Lewis Capaldi. This track is called Something in the Heavens. This track is about loss and about that glimmer of hope that sort of remains when you're in that sort of transition period. He is currently in the UK on a tour at the moment before heading our way in December with 3 shows at Rod Laver Arena. Brand new for Lewis Capaldi, Something in the Heavens.
Yeah, that pulls on the heartstrings.
Isn't that stunning?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not all about the boof, boof bangers here at Joy. It's about good songs and songs with a bit of meaning. You know?
What did you
and
call them? The boof, boof bangers?
But you know what I mean? It's not all about, you know, I mean, when I was at Joy years ago, I remember that, you know, it was, can I say this now? For me, it was always about the song. If the song was really good, it doesn't matter if it's a ballad, if it's a dance track, if it's in between. If it's a good song, it's a good song.
I agree, 100%.
And I wasn't sort of on the camp of, oh, this track's too slow, we can't add this, even though it's an amazing track.
You know what? We only hear amazing tracks on your segment, which I absolutely love. Leo, what else you got for us?
Miley Cyrus has released a deluxe edition of her latest album, Something Beautiful. This is only released back in late May, and we're already getting a deluxe. This album has two new tracks. One, a duet with David Byrne from Talking Heads, a track called Lockdown. And this track, she's teamed up with Lindsay Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. And this track is for her dad, Billy Ray, The Secrets.
It's almost got that sort of Fleetwood Mac sound to it, hasn't it?
It does, it does. A really good track from Miley. Check out that deluxe edition on your favourite streaming service right now.
Leo, now, do you remember Trouble by Lindsay Buckingham? Remember that song?
Vaguely, yes.
I can't find it here, but I was trying to work out what it said at the beginning. I never knew the words. I was going to play it for you, but it's not in the Joy system. But it had he said these words at the beginning. I don't know what they meant. Sue from Friday Night Live has come in. She'll know. I'll ask Sue later on. What's next?
Warren, where's my husband?
Oh. Are you hungry?
A new track from a British soul diva, Ray. This is from her forthcoming new album, due next year. Now, at the moment, Ray is on the road. In January, in fact, with her tour. The tour is called This Tour May Contain New Music. And she's taking the tour to Europe, the UK and US. No news on Down Under dates yet, but that tour starts in January. Brand new for Ray, this is Where Is My Husband?
Your husband is coming.
That's going to be performed on a few stages.
Isn't it cool? It's just a bit of fun. It's a really fun track.
Yeah.
She's got a really good voice. Love Ray. That's from her forthcoming new album. And it's quite appropriate for the Joy playlist, I think. local talent. We love supporting local music here at Joy. And Dami M is going in a different direction with her new project. A bit of a jazz album is coming from Dami M. Dami performs in Melbourne tomorrow night at the Clockwork Centre in Moonee Ponds. There's a few more tickets left, so if you want to get down to see Dami in Moonee Ponds tomorrow, she might run into Tina Arena in Moonee Ponds. Anyway, this is brand new for Dami from her forthcoming jazz album, This Is Bubble.
I heard the world is ending in an hour, so we'll make some breakfast and some coffee and we'll plan the afternoon. 'Cause I wanna build a castle together, dance in the rain.
Oh. After Where's My Husband, once your husband comes, then you sing this song.
I know. It's today's list of songs is such an eclectic mix of genres, for because not everyone loves like the dance tracks. You all love different types of music. So yeah, this is what the is, just experimenting with different new singles and what's new. And yeah, Dami sounds amazing on that track.
Beautiful voice. Beautiful. Love her. Now, what's on your channel and your podcast?
Well, on my YouTube channel this week, there is some really good throwback specials. There's a Paula Abdul bio special from the late 90s. There's highlights from the 1998 ARIA Awards. And Kylie and Jason are on Australian Morning TV supporting, well, promoting their neighbour's wedding from back in 1987. That's on my YouTube channel, Sound Museum AU. You can also catch me on TikTok, Instagram and Facebook. And for those Kylie fans, I've done a special episode on my podcast this week, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Kylie's Light Years album. Now, I chatted with a guy who worked with her label at the time, Lawrence Akers. He was in marketing, was behind the scenes when Kylie released Light Years. There's some really good insights and background information on this podcast episode. So listen to it on all your podcast providers, Spotify, Apple Podcast. This track, though, is a bit of a remix, which only appeared on the UK edition of the tour edition of Light Years, and this track reached number 10 in the UK, number 15 here in Australia. With this version though, Warren, she actually re-recorded the vocals for this mix in Sydney while on tour.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
This is a bit of a throwback for Kylie Minogue. Please stay at the 7th District Radio Mix.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next Friday here on Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.